Good morning, I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is our HUNCA session, 2024. Today is March 25th. The time is 10 a.m. and we are on day one of our agenda. Congressman Big Horse, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes, ma'am, thank you, Madam Speaker. Indulci Wakanda, Wakanda Ezinki. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this morning, dear God, Heavenly Father, in a humble manner. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you look down upon those that are ill, those that are in mourning, dear God, Heavenly Father. Bless our little children, dear God, Heavenly Father, little hearts and minds. And dear God, Heavenly Father, as we start this session, dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you be with each and every one of us, dear God, Heavenly Father, as we make tough decisions, dear God, Heavenly Father, just need your guidance. And dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you look down upon all of our veterans, those that are in action and those that have served. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stapler? Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Next item on our agenda is the executive message. Good morning, Chief. You have your State of the Nation?
Yes, Madam Speaker, thank you. And Assistant Chief Walker?
Is your mic on?
Always changing. Progressing.
So, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And yes, thank you for this time to deliver the annual State of the Nation address. So this year, I've asked each of the cabinet secretaries to provide me some of the top accomplishments so I can report them. And I received so much information that we spent a lot of our time just cutting back. And so I just need to emphasize what I'm going to say is a real summary. Each one would like to talk to you more about what they're doing. I know that because I've heard from them after I told them I was cutting, had to cut it back. And so I encourage each one of you to not only reach out like you do to Jason Zahn, Chief of Staff, but to reach out directly to any of these cabinet secretaries, spend time with them, figure out what it is, where they're coming from. I mean, they'll report back to me and so we get on the same page. But I think it's so much better to do it that way. And that way you can focus in on, let's say, DePoska or social services or whatever. You can sit down with police. You can sit down and find out the issues as they come up. And I just found out this morning, for example, there's a police chief's going to go meet with the Fairfax City Council about cross-deputization agreement. And there are some problems in Fairfax relating to widespread drug abuse, illegal drug abuse, that I didn't really understand, and I still don't. So I've got to go learn more about that. So I encourage all of you to do that. Now, when you get down to the lower mid, it's up to you, but I would appreciate it if you just stay with the secretaries. That way we can all stay on the same page as we go through these next few months and years. So anyway, none of this would be possible, as it says here, I wrote, without the Osage Congress, who by our constitution makes the difficult decisions based on recommendations to fund all the programs. So I asked each one of these secretaries to provide something brief, and I'm starting with Secretary of Social Services. They report as a top accomplishment. They've served so far this year 1,426 children up to age 12 years old through various community events, camps, collaborations with other departments. Of these children, 610 were Osage. The bookmobile served a monthly average of 137 Osage children, 42 of other tribes, and 107 non-native children on a monthly average. Financial assistance department has issued more than $1.3 million in crisis assistance to Osage members across the country. Child placement, there has been successful family unifications as well as healthy adoptions, which provided health, safety, and care for our children. And as of today, there are currently no children in legal custody of the Osage Nation. We will, in the future, I hope, seek additional funding later in the year or maybe for next year to increase our outreach into the juvenile and family court systems through the United States. And what I'm referring to is use of the Indian Child Welfare Act to intervene into cases where our children are being put up for adoption or foster care. We have a lot of room to grow and intervene in those areas, and that's what I'm referring to. So the Secretary of Development reports the visitor center total construction cost is approximately $1,054,000. The visitor center is scheduled to have its ribbon cutting on April 3rd. The judicial building estimated construction cost is $7.56 million. We do not yet have a date of estimated completion. The Wajaji National Cemetery in Pawhuska is out for bid. The roads building project The roads building project for the building, not the roads, building roads, is estimated to be just under $1 million for a new 5,000 square foot office and shop facility. And again, some of these, for those in Congress, you've heard a lot of these numbers before because you actually worked on them and decided what it would be. The Bartlesville Casino, the roads department contributed a little over $5 million to the Bartlesville Casino, four new parking areas with 600 new parking spaces, half mile of new highway with turn lanes, and that's 100% complete. The Pawhuska Casino, our Osage Nation roads department portion, was $3,747,000. Three new parking areas with 400 parking spaces, 1/4 mile of new roadway with turn lanes, and this also is 100% complete. The Secretary of Administration reports the web portal has successfully used over 1,000 new user accounts, demonstrating robust community adoption and engagement. And before I go further, let me point out that the Secretary, James Wygant, has moved on from that position. So on all the issues having to do with the internet assessment we're doing, which you all have taken part in, please check with Jason Zahn, and I've asked him to monitor, him and Jimmy to monitor that, and that is with Conoco Minolta and our IT department. So there's a lot to cover there, but we're going to keep moving. The Career Training Scholarship, Crisis Assistance, and Attorney General modules, IT reports are set to be released soon, further expanding the range of services available. The modules for the Tax Commission, Online Vehicle Tag Renewal, and Farmer Market Nutrition Program are in development with plans for the membership department to follow. Census data between June 1st and July 31st, 23, the Osage Nation initiated the census effort with nearly 4,000 responses. The data collected will be used to improve services and strengthen sovereignty. This is kind of project we'll be doing, hopefully regularly, so to stay in closer contact with our people everywhere. Renovations at Skyway 36 will begin April 2024. The renovations are being funded by an EDA grant award of $2 million and self-governance ARPA funds of $4.2 million, totaling $6,300,000. And again, this is Secretary of Development, Casey Johnson. That doesn't include a lot of other requests that I've heard would be coming to the Congress from Osage LLC regarding Skyway 36. So that's what I mean. Everybody needs to get on the same page. We are involved in so many activities, and we're keeping them in order. But I don't want to get this too far ahead and have to come back to Congress and say, oh, you should know this, you should know that. We're only going to do that if we continue right now, especially closer contact with each other and our staff. And because what you're seeing around here being done and throughout the nation is your work. And it's your work, staff work, people that do that, my work, boards, commissions work, and it's all happening right now. So that's why I'm going to reemphasize, please reach out to our secretaries and feel free to do that. Secretary of Natural Resources says well plugging. The well plugging grant appropriated in December 23 and is being implemented. The staff has been instructed to continue with including the Osage Minerals Council in the project to greatest extent possible under the grant that is occurring. The well plugging grant has opened up an important partnership opportunities, including a drone team from the Department of Energy, providing resources and staff to assist in orphan well identification. Department of Energy team has utilized a drone to cover approximately 6 square miles, and a Cessna airplane has been utilized to cover approximately 6,000 acres. This technology and more has identified previously unidentified wells, harvest land, increasing the capacity for the facility has occurred by the installation of the grow lights, which you appropriated, and will increase the number of constituents the facility can support. The grow light installation in the greenhouse and aquaponics is scheduled to be completed very soon and will substantially increase productions in both systems. In coordination with Oklahoma State University, Osage Community Supported Agricultural Grant, that grant provides 200 food boxes being distributed each week to constituents to support healthy eating habits. As of March 15, 9,346 pounds of produce has been distributed through the food box grant. The Butcher House. To date, the Butcher House program income is at 83% of what was projected for FY24. Part of the success is continually building relationships with individual customers, the community, and other Native nations. Furthermore, in cooperation with Osage Nation Title VI, Butcher House supplied meat for another 200 boxes for distribution to the Native community using USDA Local Food Purchase Assistance Funds. The first distribution began in February and will continue for 2 years. Natural Resources reports on spill prevention that the first ever tribal spill prevention control and countermeasure program in the United States has begun. One EPA project specialist received federal credentials for inspection authority under the Clean Water Act, which has never been done by a tribal government. The first inspections completed with this new credentialed inspector occurred March 18. The bison and cattle Department of Natural Resources is implementing a comprehensive management plan that incorporates greater conservation measures and indigenous-specific land management methods. With the greater conservation measures being implemented, the Nature Conservancy is provide technical support and recommendations for successful implementation. The current management plan is in place for the Bison Preserve with processes in place to develop plans for additional Osage Nation land parcels. The Secretary of Public Safety has reported that on wildland fire, they have responded so far 110 fires from October 23 through March 18, 2024. And let me, for those of you that live in the rural areas, you know what it's like to see that smoke and those flames on the horizon and the glow. And you are so glad to see our Wildland Fire Department and their partners. I'm telling you, just can't say enough about those folks. They started a fuel management crew and hiring five additional team members, amended and updated our burn permit system for easier tracking and accountability. As well, this has made it easier for the landowner and for lessee to obtain a permit to utilize prescribed fires and effective land management tool. So far, they've issued 17 permits since the new changes. They're working with the Hominy Indian Village, Tall Chief Museum, a whole list of entities on the wildland fire issues and fuel reduction issues. Plus, they talk about the equipment, and I'm just going to move on to the police department. The new Pawhuska Casino location hosted law enforcement, 20 different agencies for a class on how to prevent human trafficking. Osage Nation Police Department sponsored this class. ONPD Police Explorer Program is off and running. The ONPD has hired several Osages to fill vacated positions within the ONPD. One Osage graduated from the State Police Academy on February 23, and the other is set to start Academy in June. ONPD has entered into a new MOU with the city of Bartlesville, and these agreements hopefully will strengthen the process that we're working together, law enforcement, which has to happen. Always 24/7. So we're all working on the same issues. Emergency management says that their communication systems for emergency services and radio purchases are going forward as scheduled. They conduct training, fire extinguisher training, home safety training for elders throughout the reservation area. Also conducted fire extinguisher training for staff at elementary schools and middle schools. They're working with the different departments of strategic planning and other projects. They also acquired equipment in order to carry out these programs. Secretary of Language, Culture, and Education says that the Osage students received over 30 awards from last year's Oklahoma Native American Youth Language Fair. Some of this includes the artwork with our Osage orthography, was selected to this year's materials, including t-shirts and posters. Our education department has been focusing on promoting and supporting the industries of aerospace and aviation career fields. The Osage Nation Pathfinder program is a new program, I encourage you all to talk to Mary Wildcat about that. We've increased the financial support on members seeking certifications. Since the beginning of the fiscal year, we've provided services to Osage members through each of these programs. The school clothing assistance program assisted 2,165 students as of the end of February. Osage Nation has approved 1,515 applicants for the higher education scholarships this academic year. The Osage Education Department provides 74 applicants for the Career Training Scholarship this academic year. The program increased its funding and started offering a monthly living stipend to 17 out of 30 applicants since January and full tuition assistance. This assistance will help students successfully complete for their certifications or licensures. The Posconkatapi held a science fair in January. Students worked hard to achieve a level of science on par with all other schools. The students went on to enter the Osage Nation Education Department Science Fair at the fairgrounds, with several of the students bringing home ribbons. Construction continues on the new Pahuska Wajaje Early Learning Academy. The facility will total 18,752 square feet with 8 classrooms. The new building is expected to be finished this June. Historic Preservation reports they have been successful in petitioning the U.S. Board on geographic names, and now has a summit in the Osage National Forest named Wajaje Summit. We're working on getting more such changes as well. The Visitor Center will operate, the department will operate the Osage Nation Visitor Center with a newly added coffee shop and outdoor seating area. The museum, there is a lot here on the museum. Let me sum it up. A lot of this talks about the gift received from Professor Garrick Bailey, who has passed away recently. And it is an incredible collection that he has gathered over these many decades working with the Osage. He has gifted those to us, and it's a wonderful gift. And he was a real asset for us, and we still use his work in our language and culture programs. So the health services, as we all know very well, has completed their major component transaction into a new tribal enterprise in 2023. Yeah, and just for a little note, the reason you'll see the word, and this is for the people that are just listening in, really, because Congress knows this. When we do our annual audits, we have the audits for the nation. But then when you go over to the Osage LLC, you go to the gaming, you go to entities, which is now the health board is one of these entities. They are enterprises under our Constitution, but the auditors consider them component parts of the nation, even though we're not in control of those audits working with them. They have their own boards, and they work with their own auditors, and sometimes they're the same auditor, sometimes they're not. And but it all has to go into one big audit report, which is why you get the nation's audit first, because we're just faster than the others. And then the others follow along as they determine they can get it done. So you'll see those called component parts. And there's rules under GASB, GASB. If you really want to know more about that, we can talk to our treasurer. And this is probably a good time to mention this. Once again, I place ads out for treasurer regularly. I can't tell you how many times we've done this, but we never got anybody qualified until now. And we have an Osage preference, somebody with a CPA. His name is Clark Batson. I know people in this room know who he is. He is going to be sworn in and his name submitted to you, the Congress, on April 3, I believe. That's right, April 3, coming up quick. And we have, in consultation with some congressional leadership on this transition the last couple weeks, negotiated an agreement with the acting treasurer, Tyler McIntosh, to by contract. He will be a contractor. All the responsibility is shifting to the He's going to be acting treasurer too, unless you, I mean, you have to confirm him or not. But we're in a transition. So we're submitting Clark Batson's name to you, and then Tyler McIntosh will be under a contract to assist Clark as we go forward. So that way we don't just, you know, set him up in something new. We want to be successful. We don't set people up for failure. He's familiar with our system as it used to be, but a lot's changed. We're a lot more updated. So he knows some of it, but he has to have some support. So we've been working on that, as you'll hear a lot more about when we get to that point in your agendas. Okay, so so the health board wanted me to say they're expanding services. They've grown from 69 employees in 2022 to 170 in 2024. 57 are Osage, the most employed ever by the health department or CCOPETCA. 47 Native Americans, some other tribes, and 68 non-Native, or 102 total Native Americans and 68 non-Native. Okay. They have successfully secured, with your votes, a $50 million loan for a 50,000 square foot new clinic with expanded services and new services, including physical therapy, specialty clinics, neurology, nephrology, surgical podiatry, pediatrics, family medicine, emergency medicine, cardiology, orthopedics, sports medicine, internal medicine, psychiatry, and dermatology, and others. They've also expanded new dental services and increased patient care throughout. Third-party collections saw a 100% increase in first full fiscal year of the enterprise operation under current executive leadership. And they're talking about Mark Rogers and his excellent team, and our board, from approximately, collections increased from approximately $6 million to $12 million. They were awarded the Indian Health Service small ambulatory grant for a total of $3.5 million to build a satellite expansion clinic in Skytook. This will provide further reach and access. And again, this is another area. I encourage you all to meet with the board and get up to speed on all that. They are transitioning into a new electronic health record system in partnership with the Muscogee Creek Nation this coming summer, with their EPIC system replacing the RPMS system, which will allow faster, safer, higher quality servicing, et cetera. And to the health board and to Mark Rogers and his team, thank you for all the information, but I'm moving through this pretty fast because I've already set aside a lot of information. I just can tell you there's going to be some Congress members that are going to want more information, as they should, so they can. I've cut out so much to give you this report. They are doing really well. I'll just continue on this one part. Since 2023, they've procured grants management systems, eCivis, it just goes on and on and on. Since January 2024, CCOPETCA has submitted for grants $21,469,000 in applications. This includes substance abuse prevention, treatment, aftercare continuation, and it's much more. The counseling center itself is the primary residential treatment program, PRTC is what we're calling it now. It's opening in June 2024. For men's, women's, adolescents, traditional housing, administrative offices, allowing for a lot of activities, which they've listed. If you haven't gone by and checked out the status of the construction, I do encourage you to do that. because we're getting very close to finishing that project, which has been worked on by some members of this Congress for several years. And this Congress works on it as well. The community outreach continues, and it's good work. Gaming, staff, Jason and Jimmy reached out for gaming, and I think let's just say this for those who are listening. We've opened Pawhuska Casino Hotel and the Bartlesville Casino and Hotel. Implementation of the Roundup program at the kiosk and food and beverage for funding the Osage Foundation has resulted in Osage Casino guest donations of nearly $146,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation. And there's been an $8 million increase in the casino distribution for this year to the Osage Nation Treasury. And there's been another successful external independent audit. And I haven't even mentioned the successes of Osage LLC and the subsidiaries, but I can tell you the cooperation between LLC and the nations never been better. Never. And they are actually going forward. I've asked Assistant Chief Walker to be our person on the spot with the Osage LLC and all those issues, which are much more complicated, but there's so much more potential. But we are now seeing that potential. And I believe even Thursday, Assistant Chief, I think Tuesday, tomorrow, there's going to be a meeting of the board approving some of the projects that they worked so hard to get to this stage with, including some leases and the ranches and the LLC. So Assistant Chief will bring in all the details. So I think, you know, I've tried to sum it up. Next year, God willing, we're all here and healthy. And I'm going to ask these secretaries to, you know, give me a little smaller amount, because there's about that much, and they're so busy, and they're doing such good things. I've never seen it this way. So I appreciate your time, and they had an ending here for me. I'm not even going to do that. I will say, Wajaje Jojongwe.
Thank you, wow. Chief. Next is our legislative message. I don't really have a message, I have updates. Your tracker is not accurate. ONCA 2269 has been withdrawn. I'm trying to do a tracker cleanup. We have 10 bills that were filed by the deadline. We have two that will be introduced and brought onto the agenda today. 20 bills sitting in committee. We have 12 appointees. 5 bills filed but not read in, and we're going to get some more information on that to, again, clean up the tracker and let everyone know where we're at. This does no one any good except for the ones listening to me right here. Mixler is fine. We can be heard. The YouTube, they have visual, but they have no audio. We are being recorded, and IT, after this meeting, will upload the audio to the YouTube so that everything that's been said thus far can be heard. We have been waiting on a part to fix the issue with our audio. After we end session today, they will work on it for about 2.5 hours, and hopefully we will be good to go for the first committee meeting. we have roughly, with bills filed and others sitting in committee, a little over $900,000 in donation requests for this session. And just to keep everyone in the loop, we're in a campaign year, so anything not heard in this session will fall off. All right, let's get to work. Thank you. We are now on introductions of bills or resolutions. Congressman Keene.
Thanks, Speaker. I'd like to introduce an act, ONCA 2440, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $523,825 from the general fund to assist the city of Pasco with repairs to the sewage lines. Speaker, I'd like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place this bill on today's agenda for first reading. Thank you.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be on first reading on today's agenda. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Chief. Just chief, everybody here today. Reading in ONCA 2441, it's an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the cultural donations for the Blackwell Fraser American Legion Post Hominy 142 in the amount of $40,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. And I'd like to also make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place 2441 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. It passes and will be on first reading on today's agenda. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Rebar.
Good morning, Speaker, Kahika, Assistant Chief, everyone in attendance today. I am reading in ONCA 2432, an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide a supplemental appropriation to financial assistance for the youth employment in the amount of $109,669 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading in ONCA 2433, an act to authorize and appropriate $75,397 to the Gray Horse Volunteer Fire Department for the purchase of new equipment and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Chief, Assistant Chief, colleagues, listening audience. I'd like to read in ONCA 2434, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $2 million for the demolition, design, engineering, and construction of a new multifunction office building and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 2435, an act to provide an appropriation in the amount of $100,000 for Dreamkeepers Park project in Tulsa and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2436, an act to authorize and appropriate $112,140 to the McCord Fire Department for the purchase of new equipment and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2437, an act to provide an appropriation to the Capital Asset Fund in the amount of $1,500,000 for the demolition, design, engineering, and construction of a visitor center in the town of Fairfax, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard.
Read again, ONCA 24-38, an act to amend the Osage Nation Bar Association Fund at 1 ONC 1-101 to change to the Osage Nation Bar Fund for the benefit of the judicial branch and to amend the stated purpose and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Reading ONCA 2439, an act to establish a revolving fund for the judicial branch to process revenues, expenditures, and bonds by operation of the courts and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman King.
Thanks, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 24-40, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $523,825 from the general fund to assist the city of Pawhuska with repairs to the sewage lines. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2441. An act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the cultural donations for the Blackwell Fraser Hominy American Legion Post 142, an amount of $40,000, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCR 24-13, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to the Oklahoma Historical Society, an agency of the state of Oklahoma, for the purchase of real estate known as Chief Lookout Gravesite.
Thank you. Without objection, who is the assistant? Who's the vice chair of health? Without objection, I'm going to ask Congresswoman Redcorn to read in Congresswoman Stabler's bill.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 24-14, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services, fixed rate, FY 23 and 24, and each and every year thereafter with the State of Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 2432 will be assigned to government operations. ONCA 2433 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2434 will be assigned to government operations. ONCA 2435 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2436 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2437 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. ONCA 2438 will be assigned to government operations. ONCA 2439 will be assigned to government operations. ONCA 2440 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2441 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCR 2413 will be assigned to culture. And ONCR 2414 will be assigned to health. Before we move on, I just wanted to let the record reflect. We have Holly Wells, who has been appointed to the Gaming Commission. She's assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Oh, I'm sorry, not the Gaming Commission, the Gaming Enterprise Board. She will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Galen Crum, Osage LLC, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Hank Hainzinger, Osage LLC, Commerce, Gaming, Land. Lad Oldfield, Osage LLC, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Teresa Rutherford, Tax Commission Board, Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Eddie Redigold Jr. for the Cultural Advisory. He will go to Culture. Nancy Kyle, Cultural Advisory, assigned to Culture. Amy Tallchief, Gaming Enterprise Board, assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Janet Goodfox, Cultural Advisory, assigned to Culture. George Stabler, Cultural Advisory Board, assigned to Culture. Belle Wilson is for the Election Board. She is assigned to Government Ops. Nancy Pillsbury, Osage Nation Foundation Board, assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. We have received most of the packets back from appointees. We have one that needs to be reflected on this, another one we are getting today, the other two we are following up. And we are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. Appropriations will meet today from 1 to 4 p.m.
Thank you. Congressman Big Horse, you're meeting tomorrow, IFS, correct?
Yes, Culture will be meeting immediately following session tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Motion and is there a second?
Second.
Do you have something, Congresswoman Lemon?
I do, but it's not pertaining to the motion.
Okay. Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any yes. Opposed, say no. Passes. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Thank you.